Hey, I'm Kat Kinsman from CNN's Eatocracy.com. It's lunchtime. How about we go get something to eat?
We are here at Otto in New York's West Village today, and this is one of my favorite places in the world to eat. I sat down and figured once, okay, where have I eaten in New York more than I've eaten anywhere else? And I realized, Otto. Now, you might have heard of it because it's one of Mario Batali's restaurants. You know him from Iron Chef, the Food Network, and everything. And you might think, oh, celebrity restaurant, that's not going to be any good, and he's probably not in the kitchen. Okay, he's probably not in the kitchen here, but you do see him sitting at the bar, wearing the orange clogs. He is unmissable. He's the big redheaded guy. So I have come here a lot. I've ordered a whole lot of things in the menu. They have switched up the menu a little bit. What they're really known for is their pizza, which is some pretty extraordinary stuff. They have a tremendous menu of vegetables that is changing constantly. And that, I think, is one of the things that makes it different than you think, oh, celebrity restaurant, it's going to be the same all the time. They're going to have their one dish they're known for. No, no, no. This, you see Mario's people out at the Green Market. They're getting what's fresh that day. There's a term that he uses in the Babbo cookbook called scorpacciata, which is one of my favorite words in the world. We use it all the time on the website. And it means eating copious amounts of an ingredient while it's in peak season. So when you come into Otto, you sit down, you walk into a big, beautiful bar, and there are standing tables in the bar at night that fills up. It's standing room only, if that. When you sit down at your table, the server's going to come along, ask you your tap or bottle. Then the bread comes, and the bread, I have not seen bread like this anywhere else. Freshly baked bread that comes to you in a brown paper bag. Eat the bread. It's really good. Don't worry about filling up on bread, because this is one of the places where it's worth doing that. A thing I like to do at restaurants is, if I don't necessarily want to commit to an entree, I get a little bored eating the same thing, I make a meal out of appetizers. The thing you can do to be nice to the kitchen there, tell them it doesn't matter what order it shows up in. Really, that'll make you the waiter's best friend, because they have to worry about, oh shoot, everybody else ordered entrees, so how do I space this up? Don't worry about it, just be as amenable as possible, make the menu work for you. So this is the bread I was telling you about. It comes in a brown paper wrapper, as I guess some things do. Sometimes you're a little scared about a brown paper wrapper. This one is nothing but good inside. There are two slices of this wonderful, crusty, soft bread in there, and it's a treat. It makes it like an event, opening it up, like you get a little present from the chef. So when I'm looking at this particular menu at this restaurant, because I know that they're so into fresh, in-season vegetables, my eye is going to immediately go to what is on the verdure. I think I'm saying that right. I'll ask our server. I'm always also not afraid to ask for pronunciations on things. So this is their little, they come in little ramekins. They're little bits of vegetables. These, in this case, they're $4 each. Or you can sort of make combinations of them. There's a fungi misti and eggplant caponatina. My eye is going to go to whatever is really in season. I see the word summer corn and frigola. Summer squash and pecorino. There are figs are really just tremendous right now. Figos agrodolce. See a word like agrodolce, you're not sure what it means, you can always ask. And some things are just very in-house terms. So I see this, I'm gonna get maybe one of my favorites. That eggplant caponatina is insane.
When you're in a restaurant like this, it can be high-end, it can be low-end. Work with the waiter. You'd never have to be intimidated by them. They want you to come back. They want you to spend the money. They want you to have a great experience at their restaurant and tell your friends. So they're your partner in this. Trust and see what they have to say and work with them.
Hey, my name's Kat.
Hi, Kat. My name's Marco. Welcome.
Hi. How long have you been working here?
About 6 months.
Ah, excellent. Excellent. So do you have any particular favorites on the menu?
I really do like most of our menu. I think for the most part, it's a very strong menu. What I do recommend, I think the biggest thing about eating at Otto is looking at this as a really nice sharing menu as opposed to the standard appetizer main course menu.
What would you say to somebody who this is their first time eating here? What would you say they have to get?
I would definitely think you have to try some of the house cured meats. I think they're some of the best in the city. I think our pizzas are fantastic. We have a really nice selection of cheeses that are kind of hard to find. You're not going to see them in a lot of places. And just on the local front, our heirloom tomato caprese right now, we're using beautiful heirloom tomatoes from New York State with buffalo milk mozzarella. You can't go wrong with that all summer.
Oh, that is amazing. And actually, I had a word. What does agrodolce mean?
Agrodolce means sweet and sour. So those are really beautiful sweet and sour fresh figs that we serve.
And I like how you say that word.
Lots of practicing in my family.
Excellent. I would love a Sardinian iced tea.
Of course.
You know, I know it's lunchtime, I probably shouldn't indulge, but this Sardinian iced tea, I've turned so many people onto this. I got it not knowing what it was the first time. basically, it's this fantastic amaro called Maletti, which is sort of this collection of, I don't know even what's in that, it's herbs, it's bitters. This one is a little bit sweeter than your usual amaro, and with Prosecco on there, which is basically like Italian champagne, and lemon juice. And it's something that they invented here. You can have one, you could have two, but you're not going back to work after that. It is a spectacular beverage. It just goes down smoothly, and I swear I dream about them when I'm not here. When a chef is trying to figure out a menu, there's so many different factors that can go into it. This place has been around for a long time, so they kind of have it down to a science. They know that people are going to come here and probably going to get a pizza. So they have their standard, their Pizza Classica. So you can come here and get a marinara pizza. They've got the cacio e pepe on here, which you've been hearing a lot about because it's in Eat, Pray, Love. It was recently on an episode of No Reservations. And it's black pepper and cheese. It's this fantastic combination. There's a four cheese pizza. Over here are other things. They're known for a thing called lardo, which we're gonna be getting on the bruschetta. They call it, euphemistically call it white bacon. It's fat. It's a pane of translucent fat that comes on your pizza. It's a little bit scary if somebody just tells you that, but if you're like, ooh, lardo, that sounds fantastic. So it comes on the pie, and just a little bit of salt and olive oil. It is spectacular. If you want to trick somebody into eating it, just don't tell them what it is first. They're going to have it and eyes go back in head.
When you're in a restaurant like this, it can be high-end, it can be low-end. Work with the waiter. You'd never have to be intimidated by them. They want you to come back. They want you to spend the money. They want you to have a great experience at their restaurant and tell your friends. So they're your partner in this. Trust and see what they have to say and work with them.
All right. Could we start with a few of the, how do you say that word, the verdure?
Verdure.
Say it better than I ever.
Few lessons, you'll be fine, I promise. These are basically all little vegetable sides. You can either have them before as an antipasto or as sides with your main courses.
Oh, fantastic.
I like them as appetizers, traditional appetizers, if you will.
Oh, fantastic. Could I get the eggplant caponatina?
Sure.
Love that one. Cannot resist the summer corn and pecorino.
Squash?
The summer corn and oh, sorry, fragola. Oh, I was looking there.
Summer
looking.
Squash or pecorino, if you'd like. Summer corn is served with fregola, which is fregola sarda. It's a small Italian, it's a barley-shaped pasta from Sardinia.
Let's get both of those, please. And let's see. Yeah, and I think perhaps because we've been talking about the steaks, please.
Steaks agrodolce.
Yes. And I see you've got the lardo today for the bruschetta. Yes, please.
Okay, all right.
And then, actually, I absolutely love those anchovies.
Good anchovies, of course.
That would be perfect. So I think that's good for me. So the food is arriving. We've got our lardo has shown up, and oh, that is a sight to behold. And our verdure, I can't say it as nicely as he did. And it's basically, it comes out on this wonderful tin tray, and it's all these little ramekins of just beautiful, beautiful vegetables, and our fish is on that tray as well. And just, this is a plate of beauty. So this is just fat. When you look, it's a big, crusty slice of bread. It looks like cheese. This is not cheese. This is thin slices of fat that is slowly melting into the warm bread. There are a little bit of dried herbs on top of it, or actually that's fresh herbs on there. A little bit of olive oil. If you bit into that, you would maybe thinking like, oh, it's a beautiful white cheese. Your mouth is going to tell you a different story in a second. I'm glad you all don't have to see me biting into this bread. It's not going to be pretty. Oh my. I won't talk with my mouth full here. It's a good thing you can't see me. I just got a mouthful of bread and fat, and it is the most sumptuous thing in the world. It sounds horrifying that all of a sudden all these restaurants are doing lardo. Some places whip it. This, it's just sliced into little sheets and is heaven. So we have, I love the anchovies here. So the anchovies are better than any anchovies I've ever had anywhere else. Anybody I've had try them has just been blown away. So basically I'm spooning out just a little bit of each onto my plate because it all comes served a little bit family style. So these little cured anchovies, and they're served with little croutons, basically. It's really pungent and delicious. There's summer squash, and it's got a little bit of cheese on top of it. Let's see exactly what cheese that is. Oh, it's just pecorino on there. There looks like there's a few just flecks of fresh pepper on there. Doesn't look like it's cooked very much, and it's just really fresh and beautiful. And then there is some corn that's got fragola in it. Fragola, I can't say it as beautifully as he does as well. And it's just really beautiful. It's shaved off the cob, and lightly dressed. We've got this eggplant caponatina, which is the most amazing thing. So it's really cooked down eggplant. It's got some garlic in there. It's got capers. It's a little bit sweet and tart. I've had this a million times, a little bit of crunch from pine nuts, like a really soft crunch. And then these figs that seem as if they've just been stewed a little bit. They're so sumptuous. They look like they're just going to pop right apart when you stick a fork into them. I'm going to stop talking and I'm going to start eating. It just all looks so sumptuous. Wish you could all be here at the table.
We are so stuffed on all those amazing vegetables and that fat-covered bread, but you can't go to O2 and not get a pizza.
The restaurant, when it opened, caught a lot of flack for its pizza. It's really thin crust, wood-fired. There, you know, it's very, it's not like a pizza you see other places. It looks a little burned, which to me is incredibly yummy. But at first, when they started doing pizzas, people were like, "What the heck? This isn't real New York pizza." Blah blah blah. Shut up. It's good. And it's really spectacular. So we got this Frene Pau pizza, and it's a red sauce pizza with some cheese on top of it. But most notably, it's got a big fried egg on it, a big sunny side up egg. Just looking at you like a bullseye of deliciousness. So I'm gonna try a little bit of this. We've got yolk dripping down out of it. It just tastes decadent. It's not a huge amount of cheese, but just the way the egg is cooked, it's really sumptuous and it's kind of running all over the place. And I think there's some egg yolk left on the plate. You can just sop that off with the crust. That is good. I would have that breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Are you still enjoying everything? Should I take this away? How can I?
Oh, you know, I think we're good. Actually, if we could get the pizza and the figs to go, I want to share that with my coworker, but everything was amazing. And I think we probably won't. I love that olive oil gelato. It's amazing, but I think we stuffed ourselves.
All right, it happens a lot. Right, maybe next time.
This is fantastic. Thank you so much. So we are stuffed up to the eyeballs at this point. Luckily, I'm telling myself that it's okay because we had all these vegetables and stuff, but we also ate straight up fats. Maybe I'll go walking around tonight or something. Didn't save room for the olive oil gelato. But I hope you come back and eat with me again. This is Kat Kinsman from Eutocracy.com at CNN, and we're at Oto in New York City.